Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore. Here, that was Joe Cooley from a 1973 recording from Le Hif's Bar in Peterswell, County Galway. This week, we'll be listening to the music of Joe Cooley, as well as some of his musical associates and contemporary influences, and some of the people who are playing now who were influenced by him. He was born in 1924 in Peterswell, in the south part of County Galway. He traveled to London, to the United States, among other places. His parents, both mother and father, played the melodeon. Most of his brothers played music. And the house, as he was growing up, was a popular gathering place. Dances were held almost every evening with the family providing the music. We're going to listen now to a track of him talking and playing some more tunes for us, a few reels. This was recorded at that same recording session in 1973.
America's a very big place, but I think I was in most towns in it anyway. Philadelphia, Chicago, it was and the old place. I spent 9 years.
What sort of musicians did you meet over there yourself?
I met some very good ones. And in Boston, I met the Cronins, you know, from Kerry. They were, well, in New York, there was an awful lot of musicians, pipers, and it's the only music that brings people to their senses, I think. Yeah. I was approached 100 times to teach some of those young kids, you know, so that they'd be able to play later on when I'd be left. I figured I wasn't going to stay around too long, maybe.
Thank you.
was Tony McMahon from playing the Battle of Aughrim. He was a pupil of Joe Cooley's and the organizer of the 1973 recording session. Born in Ennis, County Clare in 1939, only 15 years younger than Joe Cooley, but he was strongly influenced by him, as Joe was a frequent visitor to their family home from 1949 to 1954 when he left for America. Joe Cooley moved back from America in the summer of 1973, just a few months before he died, and it was Tony McMahon who decided to organize the session that they recorded all these recordings we're listening to from. We heard Joe talking a little while ago about some of his travels in the United States from Boston to Chicago to San Francisco, and we heard him mention the Cronins from County Kerry, Johnny and Paddy Cronin. We're going to hear a track now of Paddy Cronin. He's a fiddle player, close in age to Cooley as well, born in the 1920s. He emigrated from Ireland to Boston in 1949, where he then met Cooley. There aren't any recordings of the two of them playing together, but here's an example of Paddy's music. You can imagine what the two would have sounded like. Here he is with Eleanor Keynes and the Teetotaler. That was Seamus Cooley, Joe's brother, from a 1975 LP that he recorded with Johnny McGreevy of Chicago. And before that, we heard a duet of Joe and his brother Seamus playing the reel Dowd's Number 9. Seamus was born in 1929, 5 years after Joe, and he lived until 1997. As a child, he often played in duets with Joe, and in several bands as well, including the Tullah Cayley Band, of which Joe was one of the earliest members. Seamus joined at the age of 16. They moved together to London in 1949 before moving home again, and then Joe left for America to Boston and then New York and Chicago in 1954. In 1958, Seamus was part of the Tullah Cayley Band's U.S. tour, and he joined Joe in Chicago, and instead of going home, he remained there in Chicago until 1985. At the beginning of that set, we heard a recording of Patty Cronin, who Joe met in Boston during his short time there. We're going to continue on with a recording of the Flanagan Brothers from 1927. They would have been an influence on Joe, and Joe talks a little bit after that. We'll hear a track of him playing the same tune and talking about meeting one of the Flanagans up in the Catskill Mountains. Here they are with the Blackthorn Reels.
Called the Blackthorn, and the Blackthorn was made famous by the Flanagan Brothers way back in the early 30s. I think, Joe, you know one of the Flanagan Brothers in the States.
I met him in the Catskill Mountains about 15 years or 20 years ago.
Well,
lot of people all over Ireland thought I was dead a couple of times, but so my voice is not as good as it used to be. But Tony here is my best friend, and Des Mulcair. And this one we want to play especially for Sonny Mullins, because he's one of the old time musicians that kept the music alive, maybe playing that fiddle. So that's enough. Thank you.
That was Frankie Gavin and Paul Brock from a 1986 CD called A Tribute to Joe Cooley. And they played Mike Flanagan's, named for one of the Flanagan brothers who we heard at the beginning of that set, and The Milliner's Daughter was the second reel we heard there. This week on From the Shamrock Shore, we're listening to music from the great Joe Cooley. The only published recorded works of him come from a 1973 recording session at the local bar in his home place of Peter's Well, County Galway, from Lahiff's Bar. On November 29th of 1973, he died on December 20th, only a few weeks later. So what we hear here, what we are privileged to hear, are some of his last sets of music with some of his greatest friends, and hearing him talking about his life and the people he met during it as well. In 1965, he moved to San Francisco from Chicago, where he played and taught until 1972, until just before he returned home. He had an enormous influence on the scene there, and many of his pupils still maintain the East Galway style and many of the sets of tunes that Joe is famous for. We're going to hear him playing a tune called My Love is in America.
My name is Kevin Keegan, and I come from Ireland, County Galway.
Was Kevin Keegan, a longtime musical associate of Joe Cooley's. He's from Aircourt in County Galway and was one of the founding members of the Aucrum Slopes Cayley Band. He toured the U.S. in 1956 with the band and then chose to remain in the States, settling in Chicago, where Joe Cooley had just arrived. They played music there for many years. Joe's brother Seamus joined them soon after. And then Kevin Keegan eventually moved to San Francisco in the 1970s, where he overlapped with Joe again for a few years, and where he lived until his death in 1978. Kevin Keegan also had a tremendous influence on the San Francisco Irish music scene. There he played for us Contentment is Wealth and The Cat in the Corner, a couple of jigs. You're listening to From the Shamrock Shore on KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm Heather Cole Mullen, and the music is coming to you today from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We're listening to the music of Joe Cooley and some of his musical associates, friends, and the people who have been influenced by him down through the years. We heard him speaking earlier about Des Mulcair, a great friend of his who played banjo on one of the tracks we heard earlier. He's from Cushing in County Clare, plays the flute as well. Cushing is very close to Joe's home place of Peterswell, County Galway. We're going to hear a track of Des playing now, and then after that we'll hear Charlie Harris playing accordion. Charlie Harris would have been influenced greatly by Joe Cooley and has played a lot of music with Des Mulcair as well. He's from Limerick, now living in Ardrahan in County Galway, and this is a recording of him with De Dannon. So first we'll hear Joe with Sailor on the Rock, accompanied by Des Mulcair, and then Charlie Harris's Reels by De Dannon. Thank you. Was Feek No Mungon on the C-sharp D accordion, another young musician greatly influenced by the playing of Joe Cooley. Many of the variations he had in those two tunes there are things that he learned from from Cooley's playing, versions that Cooley came up with himself. Feek No played The Green Mountain and Sporting Nell. We're now going to listen to Joe playing a jig called the Caro Jig, well, the Queen of the Fair, and then the Caro Jig, and then we'll hear another track from Tony McMahon, who organized the recording session that day in 1973. We'll hear him playing The Morning Dew and Joe Cooley's reel, which is probably one of the most well-known tunes in Irish music attributed to Joe Cooley himself. And after that, we'll hear the Limerick Lassies, a duet with Tony and Joe playing together.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to From the Shamrock Shore this week. I'm Heather Cole Mullen. We're coming to you on KRVS 88.7 FM. And here's Joe Cooley to take us out.